The Lord's blessings be always upon you, my dear heart dwellers, Mother Claire began. You know that our prayer from our Mother of Mercy has been for God to grant us more time, more grace, and more mercy. Everything has hinged on our prayers and the prayers of those around the world. I believe the Lord is hearing our prayers and honoring them. Contrary to all that is transpiring around us and in the world, that may mean more time. I believe that Trump will win the election, and we just might have another 4 years before it really turns nasty. Just to confirm that, one of our senior founding members had a dream in which Donald appeared to her and told her, after he leaves office, then all hell will break loose. I believe this could also be the timing of the rapture, because if Donald wins, he will put a stop to much of this insecurity. I also believe that the Blessed Mother may be instrumental in turning a fiery space object away from the trajectory of an instinction-level event on a collision course with the Earth. This is conjecture on my part. The Lord will not speak about the rapture, but He is speaking to those who are complacent and just waiting, that they may not be raptured, because they are not working to save the lost. His heart is salvation for even the vilest sinner, and if you are not on that page with Him, you will probably be left behind. Just saying. So what is His agenda? I believe the Lord had a major breakthrough with Donald when he fell to his knees after the sniper tore through his ear. I believe God went deep with Donald because his life almost ended that day. A brush with death is a mighty sobering moment. My precious ones, I hope for revival after all. Lord, we need to hear from you. Please turn your face towards us and help us understand the current times. How many times have I told you that I will never forsake or abandon you? Lord, I know it is not possible for us to know the extent of our pride. So a month or so ago, when you came to me talking about your very soon return, I became worried that perhaps you have turned me over to an evil spirit because of my unrecognized pride. Then nothing happened, and I became deeply concerned that I was no longer hearing from you. Beloved, I did come to you, and I did say that, and I was excited, and I did not allow you to be fooled by a familiar spirit. One thing you can see to keep the scales balanced with humility against pride is that a person who habitually sins through pride is convinced they have no pride. Then the Lord gave me this rhema from heartdwellers.org website. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your word. Accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare of me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. Amen.